Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. And right at the top of the hour, let me give you the number that you can call. I many times get involved in what I want to say and entertaining your questions and comments and forget to tell you 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I am thankful that you've tuned in today and looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about today, listen, God is speaking. Listen, God is speaking. We've got a whole lot of things taking place in America, a number of things taking place around the globe, and oftentimes we fail to recognize that God is still in control. God is still on this throne. God is not asleep. God's not on vacation. He's not sick. He's not dead, as was the, the popular thing to say in the 60s, God is dead. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about that in a few moments. We'll introduce our special guest today. We'll bounce some of these things around to get your dialogue and discussion on them. We're going to be talking about, when I say listen, God is speaking, we need to recognize, for example, the Grand Canyon event with the flood, Nepal with the flood, the major fires across the nation and around the world, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, etc., etc. Are those just coincidences? Or is this something that we can open the Word of God and God's Word tells us what is taking place and why it's taking place? And we'll be talking with our guest today, asking a few of the questions in relationship to what is happening. We find also, ladies and gentlemen, that God's judgment many times is used to be carried out with things of this nature. When I say things of this nature, floods, hurricanes, diverse diseases, wars and rumors of wars, etc., etc., etc. And we find also, ladies and gentlemen, that the Bible is very, very clear that if you sow to the wind, you're going to reap to the whirlwind. And I think a lot of these things that we see taking place today is reaping the whirlwind. Ask Letitia James. Ask Fannie Willis. Ask Alvin Brown. Ask a number of those that have tried their best with lawfare to destroy President Donald J. Trump. Ask about what is happening now with the 9 states that's being investigated for voter fraud. Ask what is taking place in relationship to the challenge for everything Trump has done. Is it possible that we're seeing God's justice ultimately being carried out in some minuscule ways? Now, perhaps you do not see the scripture in that light. I do. When we see these things taking place, we need to recognize God is speaking, God is saying something, and we need to try to understand what God is saying. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, in Matthew chapter 24, Mark chapter 13, Luke chapter 21, what we call the eschatological prophetic text in the Bible, God outlines exactly what he'll do and the signs of what he'll be doing in the last days. So, ladies and gentlemen, if we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it God's truth book. John 8:31-32, Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. Thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, according to Psalms 117:2. that endures forever. May I remind you, that's a soft pillow to place your head on at night, regardless of what is taking place in the world around us. Regardless of what is happening in Washington, Tallahassee, or around the globe, we know that God is in control. God's not winking at sin. God's not laughing at what is taking place. He is at work. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have some proof text on that, we'll talk about it in just a moment. But the bottom line is, God's in control. And I believe that it behooves us to look at everything that's happening through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? How does it relate to what we see? The world events are not just happenstance. The world events are not things that just happen to, by accident, fall into place as we see them. The floods, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the fires, the major events that's taking place geologically and astrologically, they're not just happenstance. God is in control. He is sovereign. Now, yes, man has free will. Man can sin. Man can reject God. Man can go against God. Man can ban the Bible. Man can ban Jesus. Man can ban the cross. But God is still in control, and God's still going to have the last word. Ladies and gentlemen, some reject truth. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that said, "The further society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it." The former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint warns of America's decline is linked to the death of truth. This is what he said in part. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. And yet we find, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, their definitive statement is each person determines their own version of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And Jan Hus, as he was being burned at the stake, screamed, truth shall prevail. And I still say that today. It may not seem that way. It may seem that the naysayers, it may seem that the truth deniers, it may seem that the lawfare crowd want to have their way, and sometimes they laugh up their sleeves thinking they have pulled one over, just as in the 2020 election. But the truth onion is being unpeeled. God is revealing every day what has taken place. And I believe that we need to sit up and listen, because God is speaking. This portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time has the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment and the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road on the campus of Tools for Time. There's a benchmark, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take a moment with a little brief monologue, and then we'll introduce our guest and talk about some of these issues from our guest's perspective and what he views happening, what we should do, why we should do it, what is God doing, why do we need to look up, listen up, and understand the truth of God's Word. Ladies and gentlemen, I kind of touched on this a moment ago. Have you ever wondered why the hurricanes? Have you ever wondered why the forest fires burning hundreds of thousands of acres? Have you ever wondered why the floods, the earthquakes, the tornadoes and the vast array of diseases and the wars and the rumors of wars. It's not by accident. It's not coincidental. It's not well seized that some things that happen because of global warming and climate change. It's not Mother Earth. It's Father God that's in control. And I believe it's time Christians, conservatives, and patriots recognize that and realize, ladies and gentlemen, that there's no such thing as just happenstance. Happenstance does not exist in God's vocabulary. God's on the throne and God's in control. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at Numbers, the 16th chapter. It gives the name, verse 1, gives the name of a group of people that rise up and stand against Moses. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes in the assembly of famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourself? Wherefore then? Wherefore then do you lift up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord? The accusation is brought with a group of people, famous people, renowned people. The scripture says those that, about 250 of them, that want to challenge Moses and his leadership. They're wanting to say that Moses is trying to be high-headed and high-minded and standing against them. And ladies and gentlemen, as a result of that, you find in the scripture, in the balance of the text in Numbers chapter 16, that as a result of their challenging and wanting to destroy what God was doing, God spoke, God carried out a major factor. Let me read that. And it came to pass, verse 31, as he made the end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their horses, and all of the men that pertained unto Korah, and all their goods. They and all their that pertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed up on them, and they perished from among the congregation. And the scripture says in verse 35, they came out of fire from the Lord and consumed 250 men that offered incense. Ladies and gentlemen, I have tried to give a thumbnail sketch of about 50 verses in Numbers chapter 16. Such a good example of what I think we see God doing today in carrying out his judgment. Many times it's not just his judgment. Many times it's simply giving the signs that God has given us in Matthew chapter 24, Luke chapter 21, and Mark chapter 13 as to what God is going to do. So what about, let me set the stage a little further, what about the things that we see taking place in Nepal? A major glacier broke off the side of a mountain. As it started going down the side of the mountain with speed, it built up heat, melted, came into major flooding. As a result of that, we understand as of this morning's news, about 1,000 are dead, known dead, about 4,500 still missing. What about the floods just last week in Grand Canyon? One dead, massive damage, and several still missing. Think about the variety of deadly diseases that are now spreading around the globe. And we have the NIH, the CDC, the FDA, and multitudes screaming hair on fire, wanting to get Big Pharma involved to put another needle in your arm that will murder millions of people. You can disagree if you want. I'm just setting the stage. How do we view all of these things cumulatively? How do we view them? What's God doing? I've simply said, listen, God is speaking. I'm delighted, ladies and gentlemen, to have today with us Mike Hill. Mike Hill is the former District 1 House of Representative member for the state of Florida. I'm thankful that Mike can take time from his busy, busy schedule of work to join us on the broadcast, and I'm thankful for his Christian perspective on these events as we talk about these other things, political events, etc. We're going to be asking Mike to talk with us about. Mike, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to what God is going to say through you, Congressman, as we talk about some events that's facing America, facing the globe, and how we should view them. Thank you for being with us.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me on your show. It is always an honor and a pleasure for me to join you.
We are looking forward to what God is going to do. Congressman, I realize that what we see oftentimes boils down to just be a little skinny surface of the reality of what's happening. When we look at with horror, sadness, and grief over the loss of life, the devastation, the fear, the panic, the anxiety of the people in Nepal with what they're faced with, how should we view that? What is your take on that? What is your perspective as to how we should view it? And what, in your opinion, could God be saying through that?
Dr. Youngblood, these events are a tragedy, and our hearts have to go out to those people who are so tragically killed. And one of the first thoughts that always, I think, naturally comes to our mind is, why? And why did it happen to these people? You know, were they more evil than others? Were they more deserving than others? And we find Jesus actually addresses this in Luke 13:4. In Luke 13:4, his disciples came to him. Actually, it's before verse 4, where his disciples came to him and said, "Did you hear how Pontius Pilate murdered the Galileans who came to sacrifice in the temple? Did you hear about that? But what was something wrong with the Galileans that they suffered such a thing? And here they were coming to worship God." And then Jesus mentions, "Do you think that they were any worse than anyone else, and that's why they suffered this?" And he said, "No." And he said, "And the Tower of Siloam," I think I pronounced it that way, where it fell on the 18 people and killed them. He said, "Do you think they were any worse than anyone else?" He says, "No." He said, "But I tell you, repent or perish." So in other words, all these horrible events, all these horrible tragedies that are going on right now, God is speaking. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he is saying is, it is time for you to repent, which means change how you think, change how you react, and turn to God. Turn to God. It's a warning to us to say, hey, don't just keep living the way you are now. Eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we all die. No, you need to be sober and think about God himself. Think about the sin that's in your own life and how you need salvation from that. Turn from that life and turn to God, and you will be saved.
Congressman Hill, well said. And if I can just summarize and tap a little neat bow on that, as we see these things taking place, God is saying, repent, change your mind, change your heart, change your direction, as you illustrated so clearly. And I believe he's saying to the world, I'm still on the throne. Let me just use this, and some might disagree with me, and I do not apologize for it. And that is Nepal, a bastion, a major, major, major incubator of Buddhism. And multitudes had gone there for their script, or their, how would you say, spiritual journey within the realm of Buddhism. Is it possible, I'm not asking for an answer, just hypothetical, is it possible God is saying, look up, listen, that's not who I am, that's not where I am, I want to get your attention. I watched some news reels online with people brokenhearted, devastated, anxious, totally distraught, and saying they're praying to God for answers and directions. Is it possible, and again, it's a hypothetical question, that God is actively involved, and I believe he is, to get the attention of people, even in a category and even through devastation, that they would turn to him? And Congressman Hill, I believe we're at that stage, in that state in America today, where we're witnessing, for example, on the hills of Nepal, what has just taken place in Grand Canyon. What are your thoughts in relationship to that? What is it possible God is saying, I'm judging America? Is it possible God is just simply saying, as you just so eloquently spoke of in Luke 13, is God just saying, it's time to repent, folks? And I'll tack on that elongated question, this footnote. If God is saying, repent, turn to me, he's saying, repent or perish, he's saying, time is short, the days are drawing nigh. And when you look at Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, the eschatological prophetic chapters, text in the Bible, God is giving us clearly, already given to us the signs of the last days. And we see that taking place. With that being said, then the summary question would simply be this. As Ezekiel 33:10, how should we then live? What would be your recognition and response to that? And that goes back to all we see in the fires and the floods and the hurricane or something of that nature. A storm's front is swirling around in the Gulf of America, about to go into Houston area in Texas. They said it could be as much as 9 inches of rain. How should we view that as Christians, conservatives, and patriots? What should we do with these things when we see them?
Dr. Youngblood, first of all, we need to be introspective. We need to look at our own lives. Where are we in our relationship with God? Are we prepared? Are we ready if such a disaster were to hit us? You know, Dr. Youngblood, you mentioned so accurately of how Nepal dominated by Buddhism. Later this afternoon, I will actually be going to a church to help lead a Bible study class a gentleman has put together, where he and his wife have been to Nepal numerous times, establishing Christian churches there. They establish these churches, they train them for over a year in the Bible, and then send them out to establish more churches.
That's good.
And so here these people are in Nepal, and they're part of this devastation that happens. God is pointing, God is giving them a way that they should go. You're right, it's a Buddhist nation, but here is an enclave of Christians who are also spreading the good news, the gospel. Were some of those Christians involved in that devastation? I don't know. But God is clearly saying, repent or perish. And then we see what's happening in the Grand Canyon, where the flood came through and wiped out those people, and some are still missing. A tragedy. You know, we can't forget, Dr. Youngblood, it was a year or two ago, of those young girls at that Christian camp, and that flood came through, and so many of them perished while they were there at a Christian camp. And the question becomes, why? Why did they have to die? What did they do? And God said, that's not the question.
Right.
The question is not, why did this happen to them? The question is, where are you? Where are you in your relationship to me?
Right.
Repent or perish. And it doesn't mean perish, such as drowning in a flood or a mudslide or a fire or a hurricane. It means eternal perishing. It means being eternally separated from him, that when you do die, Are you going to perish, or are you going to live with him in heaven? And that's the picture God is painting for us. And as you say, Dr. Youngblood, he's given us sign after sign. Repent or perish. Turn to me, so that when that unexpected day does happen, whether it's from natural causes or whether it's from a tragedy, where are you going to be in your relationship with God? Are you going to be able, when he looks at you and he says, well done, good and faithful servant, because you accepted his son and he welcomes you into his kingdom? Or will he say, depart from me, I never knew you, because you did not accept him? These are signs that God has given us right now, Dr. Youngblood, right before us. And it's for the whole world to see. Everyone knows what's going on in Nepal. It's being reported all over the world. And I'm hearing, Dr. Youngblood, that there's another lake that is forming, that is filling up with water up in the mountains. That lake is as deep as the Empire State Building is tall. And they're saying it may collapse and send more devastation and destruction. So God is saying, don't think when you look at those people and it's happening to them. When you look at those people in the Grand Canyon who are missing, you look at those young girls who are at that Christian camp, don't think that they must have perished because they weren't right with God. No, he is saying that is a sign to you. To you, don't look at those people. To you, repent or perish.
Absolutely. As you're speaking, Congressman Hill, I'm thinking about Genesis, the sixth chapter, specifically beginning with about verse 5, where God looked at man and saw that man's thoughts, actions, activities were on evil continually.
Yeah.
The Bible says that it repented God's heart that he had made man. He made the decision that he was going to destroy man by flood. That was God's judgment on a world that was doing what's right in their own eyes. And as I see it, I see that's the general theme, the thesis, the mindset of what we see in America today. It goes back to the book of Judges, everyone doing that which is right in his own eyes. The mindset that says, me, myself, and I. The mindset that says, I'm going to prosecute President Trump. And by the way, I'm looking at a headline that says, prosecutor blows whistle on Letitia James' office, says he was ordered to find crimes committed by Trump despite zero evidence. Now, when we talk about what God is doing, when we see the hand of God moving, it's not just in the realm of the wind and the weather. It's not just in the realm of the fires and the floods. It's not just in the realm of what is taking place in Nepal or Colorado or the Grand Canyon. It is what God is doing in the realm of what I call morals, ethics, values, and the political arena. And Congressman Hill, you're fully familiar with, and I know that our listeners to some degree are, with what took place with the lawfare against President Trump. And now the onion is being unpeeled. The truth is coming out. And we're going to take a few moments to set the stage. And then after our news break, we'll come back and talk about these things with Alvin Brown, Letitia James, Fannie Willis, and others that tried to prosecute Trump. One by one, the truth onion is being unpeeled. And the discovery of what really took place vindicates President Trump, validates his position, and yet it cost him millions to defend himself. Had it been the normal average person, they would have been crushed under the prosecutorial practice that took place, and there would have been no hope whatsoever. But because he stood his ground, he stood for truth, and because of being reelected in 2024, he's able to go behind the scenes, get the documents, and prove this. We're going to talk about that right after the news. So, Congressman Hill, thank you again for being with us. Hang on while we take our talk at the top of the hour news. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue after the news in just a moment. We're talking about today. Listen, God is speaking. I believe God is speaking are we listening?
This
That's the question. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WTRJ-FM, Orange Park. WAYL-FM, St. Augustine. WATY